Hi, my name is Dylan Raymond, and this is Policy Streams. I talk to people all over the world to hear their life stories. So with me today, I have a good friend, the wonderful Yichun Su from China. Now, Yichun, I apologize if I have said your name incorrectly. I know your English name is Rose. So for the rest of the interview, I'm just going to call you Rose. So I hope that's okay with you.
Thank you, Dylan. Your pronunciation sounds great.
Thank you. You are too kind. So for everyone out there, just a little bit of background here on Rose. Rose is from China, and she then came to the University of Cambridge to do a master in public policy in 2020. And that is when I met her. And actually, I want to start our interview there. What made you decide to do a master of public policy?
There's always a question that in my mind, why my country, China, is not well understood by the world. Is the world interested to hear why China makes its policy in this way? Or is there any problem that China articulates the policy that's not understood by the international community? And speaking of public policy, because my last degree was in international communication, and after that, I worked in the United Nations for 3 years in China, I had some experience dealing with the public sphere and the experts in the public diplomacy and international communication. So with that in my mind, I think I want to communicate better with the world. So I think I could do something to make an impact at an individual level.
In the Master of Public Policy class at Cambridge, there were 36 students, and you were the only Chinese student there. How did you feel about being the only Chinese student?
Actually, at first, I found it really rare and astonishing to find only one Chinese student in the classroom. But somehow I feel privileged. This gives me a very good exposure to the Western society or culture or the international experience. So being the only Chinese student in the class, I have that chance to mix with people come from different backgrounds.
Were there any memorable moments you had?
There was a time when I was with our classmates from Syria, Indonesia, Singapore. We had a talk about the core values of humanity. It was during that conversation, I was deeply touched and very happy to find that the core values of humanity, like family, relationships, love, compassion, or prosperity, are in common. So I think all these experiences are very valuable assets.
Okay. Were there any negatives then associated with being the only Chinese student?
But sometimes there are some negative aspects because I feel my voice is kind of weak to be heard. Being the only Chinese student in class, I am not confident enough to bring the Chinese element to the course.
Rose, I want to push you a bit further here. How you felt as a Chinese citizen in a foreign land was something different, and you had to come to terms with it here. Can you tell me what it was like emotively to be a Chinese student at Cambridge?
Actually, I regard this as a learning process because when I was in China, so I only have a very narrow perspective to make my own judgment. Then when I came to the UK, I can hear different voices and perspectives. I can know what are the thoughts that people hold toward China, toward our government, toward our people. So for me, it's more interesting to have dialogue, and I understand sometimes why they would form a stereotype image toward the Chinese government. And that actually gives me motivation to have deeper conversation, deeper links with people.
I do appreciate you sharing that with us here. Let me shift it away from, you know, Cambridge and all that stuff. Let's talk more about the present, because this really is what prompted us to have this discussion to begin with. You finished the degree, you went searching for jobs, and we'll talk about how difficult the job search was in a moment. You were working at a consultancy firm, but you've recently just opted to take a job now as a teacher. What led you to make this decision of, after doing a degree in public policy, wanting to become a policy practitioner in some way, to becoming a teacher? How did this happen?
Well, this question is very hard but I'll try. Having a degree from University of Cambridge is regarded as really brilliant, promising, as if you're going to be CEO of the world. But back to the reality, competition is really fierce. And there are so many people who hold degrees, given the large population in China. So not everybody can get what they want.
What is it that you want then?
What I want is actually very ambitious. I want to link China with the world, but there are different ways. Doing a public policy ideally can help me link the China to the world at an upper level. I am only a fresh graduate, even though I have 3 years working experience in the UN, but that's not enough or adequate. It seems that I have a bright CV, but that cannot really push me to the position or to the level that I want at this moment. So I need to practice and accumulate myself in a certain sector and area. There are other ways to link China to the world.
So why become a teacher?
One of my thinking process is that I can make an impact on the younger generations of China. And that is even more important. If I can have some positive impact on their mindset, to help them open their horizon and to help them to build their socialization process, it might make a difference in the future. I think there's so much that I can offer. And I can bring the spirit I learned from previous experience and pass them on to these cute kids. Who knows what will happen? I think that may generate a different impact.
Your overall objective is to link China to the world, and teaching is one way of achieving it. But it isn't necessarily working in the public policy sector or this public policy space. You recently, as I understand, just have left a consultancy job, which is more public policy oriented, which you told me you enjoyed immensely. How do you reconcile becoming a teacher, taking up a job which is not in the space that you're super passionate about? How do you reconcile that with your dream and your passion of wanting to be a public policy practitioner?
Honestly, I find it really difficult and struggling for me to make that decision. As you mentioned, working in the public sphere requires a lot of different things. But again, I feel working as a teacher is not totally irrelevant to the public sector. A school is a giant system. There are so many elements where public policy is needed, or where public sector or public element will be revealed. So with my knowledge, I think now I will just store it somewhere. So with that, I can in the future bring it out when it's needed.
Let me go back to something you mentioned a bit earlier. And that was, you said it's very competitive to find a job in China. It's not that easy. How difficult is it in China? How competitive is it there?
I think it's not just about finding a job. It's more about finding a satisfactory job. You can always find a job. You can do whatever you can if you do not require so much. But for me personally, I want to go to the top. I want to become the elite class. I am ambitious, so it's really hard for me to get a satisfactory job.
So what then is the value of a public policy background, or a public policy degree for that matter?
Public policy itself is not regarded as super competitive in the job market. So when I apply for jobs, the HR will take a look at my background. If they want someone who is special or expertise, then they will not consider me. I remember I once applied for a public policy manager in an internet company in China. I didn't pass the interview because even though they're looking for someone who has public policy background, but at the working level, they require someone who has understanding of computer science and has the ability to translate the computer science language into public policy paper language, so that when you apply for projects, when you deal with government, you can better link the more technical projects with the government. So they think I only have a public policy degree and I don't know anything about computer science, so they cannot consider me as a proper candidate. So speaking of competition, if you really want a very high level job or high salary job, you will find it rather difficult here to apply. And if you want to find a job, that's not very hard, to be honest.
Is there any advice you would give other people, particularly, for instance, I'm sure there are lots and lots of young Chinese girls out there who want to study overseas, who want to make an impact on society. And if they're inclined to follow a similar path to you, out of all the knowledge you've gained, what's the one thing you would tell them?
My advice would be try to figure out what you expect from studying overseas. It's so important that you figure out what is your expectation from the university. You want the experience, you want the international exposure, or you want a link, you want to build networks, or you just want an experience. Because now that more and more Chinese students are returning China for finding a job or for building a family, it's not like a decade ago, if you hold a university degree from an overseas university, you will be regarded differently, or you will have some priority. Mm-hmm. That's the advice I would give.
That is very sage advice. Really good. So thank you, Rose. And a very unique and interesting story you've had shared with us today, chronicling your time being the only Chinese student in the program that you were studying in the UK, and then coming back to China and finding a job. Rose, it's been a pleasure, and thank you so much for sharing that with us today.
Thank you.
If anyone is interested in finding Rose, or to connect with her, to link with her, just to talk about her experiences or advice about going to Cambridge or trying to find a job in that relevant space, you can find her on LinkedIn.